Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess on Sunday evenings. I'm so glad you tuned back in. And if you're tuning in for the first time, you know, make it a regularity. Do something. You know, it's like not only fun and interesting, but heck, it's Sunday night. You know, I mean, what else you got going on? So we're here we are. We're live in the studio. And joining me this evening is Jake Busey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Jake, how you doing?
I'm great still.
And we're talking about originality. We're talking about being authentic. We're talking about, you know, as well as success. You know, when we deal with our life and we deal with trying to fit in or trying to get a promotion or trying to get anything, basically, we have to deal with the fact of, do I want to be myself? And a lot of times, you know, you try maybe your best and it doesn't work. So the next time you think, well, if I was a little more this, if I was a little more that, if I was a little more chatty, if I was a little more standoffish, you know, maybe that would have worked. And so the next time you go into a situation and you do something totally different from yourself and you don't get that either. Or you do, and then you have to keep up the charade for X amount of time. And that's a really hard charade. Yes, maybe it's only at work, or maybe it's only in your public life or private life, but at the same time, it's not necessarily you. And so a lot of times, we as individuals have to sit there and go back and forth. You know, am I being authentic? Who am I, honestly? But also, you know, sometimes you might not get everything by being yourself. But isn't it better to sit back and say, you know, heck, I tried my best. I was me. And, you know, heck, they didn't like me, and that's fine, and they didn't want my, you know, my style. And so you move on and find people that actually do like your style. You know, they like what you're doing. And I think, Jake, you know, you could really add to this conversation the fact that, you know, in life, we're all individuals. We have our own way of seeing things. We have two eyes. We have our viewpoints, just like anybody else. And so I think it's really good to just step up and sometimes, you know, share that viewpoint and just be honest, be yourself.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny, you know, you're talking about having a charade where you're, you know, sort of posing or you know, being someone that's not yourself to go up the ladder, you know. And, you know, that's the basis of a lot of sitcoms right there. Bosom Buddies, Tom Hanks, remember that one? Couple guys pretending they were women so they could be in a high-rise apartment
building.
The
Susan B. Anthony apartment complex.
There you go. And so that was a charade that those dudes had to keep up, and that was the comedy of the entire series. And then the other one, the big favorite of the 70s, or was it the 80s? Three's Company, right? Never a crowd. Jack Tripper pretending he's of the homo persuasion so he could live with the two chicks, which, you know, that's pretty awesome if you think about it. So from my perspective, that's
awesome.
You know, that was worth it for him to have a charade because he got to live with two girls. But at the end of the day, he never really, you know, nothing ever happened between him and the two girls. It was always a dream that kept us tuning in. But I think in life, one of the things I've noticed is, like, you know, especially this generation right now, like every generation, the, you know, the folks that are kind of running culture and pop culture are always between 18, 17, you know, like 17 and 24. That's like, those are the people that are kind of running the world as far as, like, you know, music and movies and, like, what's cool and what's hip and all that. And I think this particular generation right now has very much been all about authenticity. And there's a parallel in the business world that this big catchword, you know, we've all been hearing it, transparency, ever since AIG and all, you know, Enron, all these companies where, you know, they've got this stuff going on behind closed doors, and then the company winds up, you know, someone makes a little error in one direction or the other and screws up the entire economy. So now transparency is the big catchphrase. And, you know, it's like that with our entertainment too. You know, like, you look at reality shows, they're not real. That's not reality. It's just, it's a term for a genre. You know, you have a sitcom, you have a drama, you have a comedy, you have the dramedy, you know, like the Scrubs and those kind of shows. But reality shows, it's, they're all set up. They're not, it's not, but the thing is like, right now, what people are wanting is basically to watch each other's home movies. You look at YouTube, everything is like, you know, somebody's backyard footage of their dog on a trampoline or their kid, you know, messing up with a popsicle or whatever it is. And so there seems to be a real desire and a real yearning for authenticity. And you even, if you look at the slate that all the studios have of their pilots and the pilot seasons, used to be each studio had like 30 pilots that they were looking at doing, and they would shoot 8 to 10 pilots every season and see which one stuck. And those pilots were all sitcom pilots. And now all the pilots are dating shows, you know, contestant shows, game shows, whatever it is, you know, and really the singing thing with the Glee and the American Idol and the thing. It's like, who is truthfully the best at doing something? And there's no studio behind it with, you know, with the exception of the whole auto-tune thing, which I can't stand. But, like, it seems as though our country is really, really yearning for complete authenticity across the board.
Well, it's like you talked about, you know, sitcoms, you talked about reality, but in parentheses, reality TV. And, you know, I think a lot of times when you're watching sitcoms, you know, like some of them in the past you really liked, you know, like Seinfeld and what have you, but some of them just make you cringe, you know, because it's always that person that does something that doesn't know what's going on the other side. They're not being transparent. And so something, you know, always happens to a certain character, you know, because they're not being honest with the people around, you know?
Exactly.
And it's like you're, so-and-so falls into this trap because they don't tell so-and-so how they truly feel, or they don't tell them where they stand. And so I think that's like a life thing. It's like being transparent. It's like, you know, you have to be honest with yourself.
With those characters, there's always some sort of karmic punishment that happens when someone's being inauthentic, right? And so we're like watching the show, we're waiting for the house of cards to fall. And, you know, what does it come back to? It comes back to really the golden rule, you know, being truthful, not telling a lie, doing to others as you would do for yourself. So, you know, yeah, as far as being authentic and setting goals, well, last week you were talking about setting goals, and that's one of those things. A mentor of mine, a philosopher, a speaker, a man by the name of Art Mortel, has a famous quote that is, I don't know how famous it is, but I think it's really on the money. It says, if you have vague and meandering goals, you will go places in a vague and meandering way. So set some strong goals and you'll be going in some strong directions, you know. But anyway, back to authenticity. Yeah, you know, let's be who we is.
Well, yeah, and I agree with what you said, and I think that's a great quote as well, is that, you know, you have to kind of go in a straight line and really believe and dedicate and have those goals, as well as when we're talking about being authentic, you know, first of all, being honest with ourselves, as well as being honest with other people, as well as being honest about what we want and what we need. You know, like in these sitcoms, like we talk about, nobody's really honest about anything. Half the times they have no idea what's going on, and there's always something to be had, and there's somebody bumbling around, what have you. In reality TV, it's still kind of scripted somewhat, but yet, you know, we know that somebody behind the scenes is screaming and yelling. It really hates that other person and doesn't want to deal with them. And the other person hates them. And they, you know, they're having a fight and the children are fighting and everything else is going on.
The thing about it is that 9 times out of 10, though, I mean, I've been on some reality show shoots and things like that. 9 times out of 10, the producers are goading on the people that are involved in the show. And they're really like talking smack, like in the van, like they're on the way from like the shop back to the house. And they're like, oh my God, did you see like Honey Boo Boo was really like, you know, she was peeing all over your artwork or whatever, you know, and which it didn't happen, but you know, it gets the person riled up.
She was finger painting all over your stuff.
So that's like the new way of scripting things, is basically like to egg on the not performers, but the people on the shows, you know. It's hilarious to me.
Well, we all have a special place in our heart, you know, reality TV, Big Rich Texas, what have you. But we're going to talk more about TV. We're going to talk about more about being authentic as well as being transparent, which is the new word. We'll be discussing that here in just a little while in the next segment. You know, stick around, you know, keep it on 570 KLIF or check out the iHeartRadio app, which is so cool. And we're having a great time here live in the studio. And Cynthia Smoot with Out and About will be up in just next. So we'll be back in 2 shakes.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you'd probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit AshleyBurgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to AshleyBurgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit AshleyBurgess.org today.